ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth, inspiration, and a conversation that matters. Live from Los Angeles, we are broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, and making moments by illuminating new paths to a better way of being, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a greater understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, renowned actress and author, Dee Wallace. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Wow, new introduction. Life Changes, and I like it. Thank you, Mark, for that. And what a nice surprise. What a nice surprise indeed. Actually, our guest tonight is Dee Wallace, as Mark said, and she's the mother. Her name was Mary in the movie E.T., Extraterrestrial, that Steven Spielberg did many years ago, and is a beloved movie, and she had a beloved role, and she became beloved. You know, and it's interesting because she has done the scariest of movies, and yet she is the sweetest of people and teaches people how to connect with their light inside and all that. What an interesting dichotomy. And she says that she learned about fear, certainly, through doing so many movies about fear. But anyway, so we're going to get to that in a moment. You know, speaking of fear, I certainly have had fear in my life. And one of the fears is not being able to do the job that I was hired to do. The other fear is not knowing the job that I was hired to do. I'm actually still dealing with this because just this past week, actually a month or two ago, I was invited by someone in very conservative Orange County here in Los Angeles, and a lot of you know it as the OC throughout the world because of the famous TV shows. But I was invited to this by this very conservative person to their very conservative organization to come and sing for them for this private big fundraiser event. And I was happy to do it. And I've been asking for the past 2 months, whenever we've connected, what am I going to do? And they have said, the person in charge has said, well, we'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it. I just want you to be there. Well, that's great. They're paying me to be there. But I want to know, what is it that I'm going to do? Because I want to make sure not only that I meet the expectations, but that I supersede them, that I exceed them, because I like to do a good job, and yeah, my voice is going to sound great, yeah, but and yeah, you know, people always like what I do, but I want to pick the right songs, and I want to do the right thing by them, because everybody, there are different groups, there are different ages, there are different races, you know, different religions, you know, sometimes some song would work better than the other. And what I just kept getting back was, you'll be fine. I just want you to be there. And I'm thinking, what I finally came to is, this has been a theme throughout my whole singing career, which actually didn't start all that long ago because I was a student and an engineer and then worked for IBM and all that. And so it was finally when I left, I started singing. And I remember I sang a year or two after I started. I sang in El Paso, Texas. There was an Italian group there that heard me sing somewhere. Actually, they had heard me in Washington, D.C. at this big event. And they asked me if I would come and sing in El Paso, Texas. And I thought, who's going to like what I do in El Paso, Texas? I sing Italian love songs, for God's sakes. And I tell stories about growing up Italian, and that's what I was doing at the time. That's how I started. And they loved me in El Paso, Texas. As a matter of fact, I sang there more than once, I think two or three times. And they gave me the key to the city. The mayor came and gave me the key to the city the second or third time I sang there. It was very cool. I loved it, and I love them, and I can't wait to go back. But there was a guy there who had heard me sing. I don't know if I ever met him, who was opening a bar. And he got my number from, I guess, the person that had hired me in El Paso and called me and invited me to come to the opening of his bar. And I said, great. Is this an Italian bar? And he said, oh, no, 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 no. And I said, okay. Is this a bar where, like, you know, music that Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin would sing would work? Oh, no, 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 no. I said, then what kind of a bar is this? Like, it's a bar. It's just a bar, you know, it's just a little bar. And I said, okay, so what is it exactly that you want from me? I just want you to be there. Well, do you want me to sing? Yeah, you could sing if you want. Well, really wasn't sure. And I had to ask him, like, what kind of a bar is this? You know, it's not an Italian bar. It's not a, you know, a bar where swing music would work. I mean, is it a gay bar? Oh, no, 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 no. Well, you just want me to be there. He's like, yeah, it's going to be great. You know, my wife is inviting all her friends and I'm inviting all my friends and we're going to be there and you'll be, you know, there for the grand opening. And I said, and what am I going to sing? He's like, you don't even have to sing. I just want you to be there. Well, I said no, because I didn't get that. I just want you to be there. What does that mean? I sing. I'm going to, you know, I can't do that. So I said no. The guy was really disappointed and did everything he could to try and get me. And I remember being on the phone with him at 2 o'clock in the morning once, because he was working round the clock to get this bar open. And I said no, because I didn't think I could meet his expectation. What does that mean? You just want me to be there. Well, years later, there was a group of investors that were opening up a nightclub in Italy, right on the water. And they said, Filippo, we want you to be here. And I said, great, what do you want me to do? And they said, we don't know, we just want you to be here. And I said, well, certainly you want me to do a show. And they said, yeah, 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 we want you to sing and all that, but we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. So, you know, bring your music and whatever, we'll figure it out. And I said, okay, so this is my fee. And they said, yeah, yeah, no problem. I said, you know, you're going to have to put me up. And they, yeah, yeah, no problem. And they sent me a ticket. And up until the hour that I was leaving, I spoke to them and I said, you know, I want to prepare the show on the plane. Filippo, don't worry about it. Just be here. So I get there in Italy and they pick me up in this really nice Mercedes and they take me to this really nice resort and I stay in a really nice place and I'm eating, I'm drinking and I'm socializing and having a great time the first day, the second day, the third day. And I said, when's the bar going to open? They said, oh, well, technically we kind of already did. I said, when are you going to have the show? Well, we don't know yet. I said, I'm only here for 7 more days. And they said, yeah, well, maybe we'll keep you here longer. And I said, I just don't understand. What am I doing here? And some guy pulled me aside and said, you really don't understand? And I said, no. He said, we just want you to be here. And I got uncomfortable and I said, you know, I have to do something. And he says, well, you are. You're hanging out with us. You're eating with us. People are coming to meet you and having a good time with you. And I said, no, 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 no. I have to sing. I have to speak. Put me on a show or, you know, something. Like, okay. So they put me on a couple TV shows and a couple radio shows just to appease me. But that wasn't what I was there for. They just wanted me to be there. And so it came to a head this week when this guy in Orange County said that he wanted me to be at this event. And I thought, here it is again. What does this mean? And so I went into my fear and said, I think me being is not enough. That's why I can't just be. Like, I got to sing. I got to do this. I got to speak. I got to tell a story. I got to tell a joke. I can't just be. And all they wanted me was to just come and be. Consequently, I ended up singing a song. I ended up telling a story. But it wasn't about that. And I don't know what it's going to take for me to get it through my head. And maybe I got it. Maybe being me is all I really need to be. And I think it's interesting that I'm telling this story after having started to read and can't wait to finish Dee Wallace's book, our guest tonight, Bright Light, because she talks about in her acting where she she just be'd. I don't know how to say that. I mean, she just was. And then she'd get into the character and she would be the character. And then people would want her to get into her head and say, but you have to analyze and you have to, you know, I don't want to give away, you know, her. And then all of a sudden she wouldn't do well, as well, until she would just be allowed to be. And so for the rest of this hour, I'm going to do my best to be with our guest, Dee Wallace, and be the best me I can be. And hopefully this will be a trend, and the bright light that's inside of me will shine. And thanks to this show, more bright lights will shine all over this world. I'd like to leave you with that. And I can't wait to come back with our guest, Dee Wallace.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
So excited to introduce our guest tonight. She is Miss Dee Wallace, and she became an icon in the role that would define motherhood for a whole generation, and that's my generation as well. She had the role of the mother in E.T., the extraterrestrial. Her name was Mary in that role. She also has had done over 30 films, ranging from some of the scariest to some of the funny ever made, including Cujo, The Howling, 10, The Frighteners, and Critters. She has starred in 4 television series and more than 400 commercials, and is one of Hollywood's most sought-after TV guest stars. She's also a beloved acting coach. She's an internationally known healer with 2 global radio shows and a series of healing seminars, and this great book that I can't wait to talk about, Bright Light. Our guest tonight, please welcome Dee Wallace.
Wow, what an intro. I feel like there should be trumpets or something. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. I was listening to you, you know, before we came on, and it's so amazing because my healing partners and I have been doing work all day around the fear of being. I mean, and we haven't talked to each other at all, have we?
No.
So, you know, I mean, that it's synchronistic, like everything is in life when you really ask and it starts coming together. Mm. And, you know, basically what we came up with, or what came through the channel, was everybody's scared to death of being because they don't know how to define themselves without what they do.
Oh, my God. That's what I just kind of said.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty, yeah. Isn't it nice to know how in sync we all are? So, you know, I mean, you meet somebody at a party and you introduce yourself and the first question you ask is, so what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, we never ask each other who we are, what we believe in, what we stand for. It's what do you do? And we've, you know, our success in this world is defined by what you do. And how well you do it and how much you get paid for it. So you take that all away and it's like, well, you know, how do we even know who we are without defining what we do?
You know, that's interesting because here you are you in particular have done so many things in the movie industry and TV and all that stuff, and book writing and healing and all that. And yet it's interesting that one of your major roles where you define motherhood for a generation, you were a mother. And as a mother, children don't know about all this stuff that you quote unquote do. And that's the beingness that they tune into, right?
Oh, I think we all tune into beingness. I think whether you're conscious of it or not, the essence of a person is what you get. We all know that when people aren't authentic in their essence and who they really are in their beingness, you get the fakeness, you get the doubt, you get the judgment. You don't particularly want to share your deepest secrets with them, and they're not a healing, loving, enlarging energy to be in.
Mm.
And so I think our essence is what heals people. I think the essence of my performance in ET healed as many people as my healing work and my books are now.
Oh.
Did I do it from the intention of healing? Absolutely not. But I did it from the intention of love, and that's what heals. So I think when we move into our beingness of the love, of the light, you know, our bright light that we are, then that's what it's all about, and people get us.
Mm.
But we put up all this garbage to keep ourselves safe, so we think, and we turn down our light to stay safe, and it works the other way around. Your light's the only thing you have to create with, so when you turn it down, you turn your creation down.
Wow, and I know that in your life there have been times when you've thought you needed to do that, and I want to talk about that. But before we do, you know, just a couple more minutes on this. Do you think that these days we don't accept the fakeness as much as we used to? I kind of feel like we wanted it, or we needed it, or it was forced upon us for a period of time.
Well, I think forced upon you because people who loved you, who were supposed to know, thought that's the way it worked, so we bought it.
Right.
Is that starting to fall away? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what just came in was now the fakeness is being defined by all the electronic media that we hide behind. Because it's a way... It's very interesting, you know, and swear to God, I never thought about talking about this. It literally just came in. What?
We're just being.
Yeah, we're just being, and the channel's wide open. And it's kind of an enigma that everybody thinks they're totally out there on Facebook and, oh, we're wide open and, you know, we're showing all the dates and putting our lives pretty much on an electronic media where everybody can share it. But in essence, what it's doing is it's really keeping us from connecting on a very personal level.
Wow.
And in that way, we're not being. We're still in fear of being, so we're creating in yet another way a role that we're all playing.
Wow, you know, that's interesting, Dee, because I'm recalling when I was on stage sharing so many, when I would sing and share my stories on stage, I would share stories that seemed intimate, and they were, but I would pick the particular ones so that I could hide other things. And people would come to me and say, wow, you're such an open book. And I thought to myself, wow, if they only knew how much I am really hiding. And this is what I got from you saying on Facebook, we're putting up this picture and that video and this place that I'm going, but it's a good way of me hiding everything else.
Well, it's never saying this is what my heart is.
Right.
You know, this is my doingness in the world again. This is how it looks. But that's not really who we are. Who we are is you know, love and peace and joyfulness. I mean, that's authentically who we are. And so this is kind of a role that we're writing, producing, directing, and acting for ourselves, all this stuff that we think we're consciously sharing ourselves about. But it's, you know, it's an illusion again.
You know, speaking of illusions, you know, here we are. We're talking to one of Hollywood's biggest actresses. And as the media might want us to believe, you're out partying every night and with this person and that person only wearing designer clothing and being chauffeured here and there. And here we have a radio conversation and we're talking, we're love and we're joy. And it's like, how do we get this on the main media?
Well, we get this on the main media when people want it. And it's starting. It's really, you know, you're seeing the crumbling of, well, kind of the old BS world. You know, politicians are being found out and Wall Street is being found out and the illusions, the untruths are coming to fruition. You know, people in Egypt are demanding democracy. I mean, it's happening everywhere in large and small ways because we somehow, in the truthfulness of who we are, we know being fake ain't it. Mm. And it ain't the answer, and it ain't going to save us, for sure.
So as I've been reading now in the book, Bright Light, as a little girl, you were in tune to some of what made you shine. And it's interesting because you also were in tune where you weren't supposed to shine or some people weren't supposed to know. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, you know, I wrote Bright Light because I was down about as far as somebody could go, truthfully. I literally had hit the floor. And, you know, my story is everybody's story. We've all been abandoned, used, belittled, humiliated, and raped in some way, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever. And, again, we erroneously think that to make ourselves smaller, pull our light in, put it under a bushel, not be powerful, not be our joyful, powerful creation that we are, keeps us safe. And I remember when I was little, and I tell this story in Bright Light, we were coming home from my first dance recital where I had my first solo, and I was, I don't know, 8 years old. And I had worked so hard, you know, to do these forte turns without falling off the stage. And I had done it and done it successfully, and I was reliving it in the back seat. And my mom was driving, and my aunt had come down. Now, let me preface this by saying they were both raised Southern Baptists. And so I was reliving this and reliving just being in that moment of joy, you know, of the creation that I was and the power that I was feeling about myself. And I just blurted out, "Oh, I was good, Mommy, wasn't I? I was really good." And my aunt turned around and said, "Deanna Bowers." And, you know, I want everybody to see the finger pointing at me with menace, right?
I felt it.
You ever say you're good. Don't you, good little girls never do that. You let other people say you're good, and then you humbly deny it.
Wow.
And I remember that moment where I just went and pulled everything in and went, oh my God, it's not okay to know you're powerful. It's not okay to be joy. It's not okay to know you're good and that you're magnificent in this world. It's not okay. It's not okay. I better keep it really small. And we've all, I mean, just anybody listening, pull up when it happened to you. Was it a teacher? Were you jumping on the bed one night having a glorious time and somebody came in and smacked you and said, get off the bed? I mean, it can happen in the briefest of moments. But the message is, do not shine your light as bright as you want. You know, pull it down, hold it in, don't speak out, don't be your powerful, glorious self. And bright light is an invitation for everyone to know that no matter who hurt you or dimmed it in the past, you're the only one that can turn it up now. And man, the joy and the power that's waiting for you when you do is unbelievable.
You know, I got a lump in my throat when I read that in the book, and now with you saying it, I almost just lost it. It's because I have such beautiful nieces and nephews and other children in my life that I love, and I could just see, you know, how they just shine, and to turn that light off, yes. That has got, if there is a sin, that has got to be
indeed.
The biggest.
Indeed, absolutely. So I'm asking you, whose voice was it that told you to be safe on stage and not share?
It was my father, definitely.
Uh-huh. Big time. You know, and he was wrong. Mm. He didn't know. And that's the whole thing, you see, is these gods in our lives, they didn't know because nobody taught them. Nobody
right.
told them. And so they passed on, and that's what I think Sins of the Fathers is all about. They passed on all of these lies that they thought they needed to teach us to keep us safe so that the world would accept us. They just didn't know. But we know. We know now. And we gotta turn ourselves on, dude.
And we gotta help each other and everybody else out there listening. And thank you for being on the show doing just that and for writing such a book. And the interesting thing is that this is not coming from somebody who hasn't been there and hasn't risen to the top and been glorified and been awarded and all that stuff, who somebody who hasn't put herself out there. You have been through all of this. What we would call success and all, which is interesting. I got to ask real quick here. You said you wrote this when you were at a down point. Now, I'm assuming because the book just came out, so you
were
at a down
point. No, I wrote this because of the down point.
Oh, okay.
Because that happened and because I found my light again and I was able to access how other people can follow that road also, you know. So I wrote it from a place where I had moved back in and was shining my light and feeling my light and being the joy that I am. I wrote it then, but I wrote it because of the journey that I went through that I wanted to share with everybody so that they could know that they have to choose right now in this moment, and they're the only ones that can do it, to be happy again.
I couldn't agree more. And actually, we're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, you do some interesting things with life and the lessons of life and acting and the lessons of acting. And somehow you've combined these in a way that are helping people to see their lives and find see their lives for who they are and find their light and shine brightly. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dee Wallace about that and her book, Bright Light. If you want to learn more about Dee, or if you want to get the book, you can go to I Love This, and someday Dee will talk why. I'll tell you why I love this even more. IamDeeWallace.com. 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 We'll be right back right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and we're talking to Dee Wallace, who you all know and love as the mother in E.T. the Extraterrestrial, of course, and a lot of other movies and other TV shows. But some of you might not know that she is a spiritual healer. She's been on this professional journey where she has helped so many people through her writings and through DVDs and seminars. So if you want to learn more about Dee, go ahead and look at imdwallace.com, where you'll find the book Bright Light that we're talking about, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting by Dee Wallace. You'll find seminars there like Loving Yourself Seminar and Bright Light Seminar. You'll find DVDs, the I Love Me Play Shop. I love these names. And you'll find webinars on DVD like the I Am Webinar. I feel like these were all written for me. You can even actually get private coaching from Dee, all at imdwallace.com. Now, Dee, before the break, I said that we were going to be talking about how you somehow combine the acting life with your real life and help people see things about their life that they normally don't. And I recently took an improv class, and I realized that so many of the lessons that we learn in the improv class are actually really great for life lessons. So
it's the truth, isn't it?
It is, so I couldn't wait to hear what you have to say about the acting in our lives.
Well, first of all, acting is total trust. Not only do you have to trust yourself, you have to trust your talent, you have to trust the person you're working with, you have to trust your director's vision. It's all about trust. So if you interchange the director with the universe, you kind of get what that's all about. And then you can also change that around. And I am.
You are indeed.
I am a true knower that you have to direct the I Am presence. The book that changed my life is called The I Am Discourses. And it's the Saint Germain series, Volume 3. And it literally says in there that the energy, whatever you call the energy, the I Am Presence, God, Buddha, Atman, higher love, whatever that term is for you, the creative force of the world, that it is the energy that loves you unconditionally, that will give you whatever you so direct it to be. So going back to the actor's terms, you know, if a director looks at me as the actor that's bringing forward his vision and says, all right, I want you to cry and be really really emotional, but don't break down and don't let any water come out of your eyes and don't open your heart. Mm. Well, those are opposite directions that as an actor, I don't know how to create. Mm. I can't move. I'm stuck. And that's what literally most of us are doing with the universe. We're going, I hate money, I'm so tired, I don't have enough money, I resent the fact I don't have enough money, I'm always worried about money. Gee, universe, could you give me some money, please? And, the universe is going, I'm sorry, I'm getting two directions here.
Mm.
You're hating money, you're not in harmony with your money, and yet you want me to give you money. I don't get it. And, you know, there's a million analogies from acting that I could throw out there. But direction and trust are two of the biggest ones. That's what the universe is really all about.
Okay. I you know, never thought of it like that. And certainly, you certainly do have to trust a director and a producer and all these people that are guiding you. But you trust something even, of course, much, much, much higher than that. And you seem to surrender at times to that. This is, what do you call it, higher self or higher power? What do
well,
you call it, source?
I call it God, but okay, everybody take a deep breath because I'm going to go for it here. It's you. You know, we are the God that we've been praying to. We're it. And until we know that, we keep using God as a reason that it doesn't happen. And if we can think of God as the energy, again, that creates everything for us and is waiting for us to tell it what it wants to create, then I think we're a lot closer to understanding that the I Am presence is the God energy that is within us, partnered with the direction, our conscious direction, of what we want it to be. And then it can manifest miracles for us. And it does it as us, through us. So, you know, science teaches us, and we all learned this in fifth grade, there's just one energy. We're all one energy. There really is no separation. There's just one energy. And if that's true, and it is, then God has to be me, and I have to be God, and God has to be you, and I have to be you, and you have to be me. And, you know, we're all playing out this wonderful experiential playfulness with energy. And there's no good, there's no bad, no better, no worse. We're just here to experience, guys. So if you've experienced something and you're still judging yourself or blaming yourself or putting yourself, let it go. You know, create something else. You had that experience. That's what it was about. Choose a different experience and love yourself, because you're not going to get what you want if you don't.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, Dee. You say this so matter-of-factly and cut and dry, and I accept because I know you're right. And at the same time, you have had that experience, because certainly we know of hundreds of actors and actresses ourselves personally, but we know stories of thousands and thousands who come to this city or New York or what have you, thinking they're going to do something or wanting to do something, and of course they never do, and it's because of this or because of that, at least in their mind. Now you set out to do something, and you did it, and you did it quickly, and then you did it again, and then you did more, and it just kept coming to you. That's not luck.
No, but that's, you see, there wasn't anything in me that thought I couldn't do it. And some people, and I talk about this in Bright Light, you know, I just want to say to people, if you just want to read Bright Light to hear all the great stories of all my great sets and the big directors that I've worked with, Peter Jackson and Spielberg and, you know, Joe Dante and Blake Edwards and all of them, the book stands on its own right there. But ultimately, gosh, where were we going now? What did you just ask me? No. Oh, I know, because, you see, I talk a lot in Bright Light about being so naive and my naivete. But I think naivete is a great thing, because it never occurs to you that it isn't going to happen. And there was nothing in me when I went to New York that thought I couldn't do it. And so I did it. And then, however, you know, things started to happen. I got very hurt in the business and lost my husband. A lot of things happened. And it started to trigger that little girl in Kansas in the back seat that said, you got too much, too fast, too big. You better pull your light back in, Deanna Bowers. Then I was lucky enough that I got to come back again. and know what my light is again. And I don't think we ever have to leave it, guys. But I think we really have to be conscious that when we're knocked down, you know, like Donald Trump, when he loses a million, he goes, okay, well, I created it again. I'll go over here and create another million. And that's what we've got to do. We can't keep dragging our stories along about when, how much we were hurt and when we were hurt and the SOB that hurt us, because we just keep reliving it. It's like Groundhog Day, you know? Sorry, my Baptist preacher is coming out because I get so excited when I talk about all this.
I kind of like this Baptist preacher. You go.
It's like, woohoo, let's get it all out, you know.
Can I get an amen?
Yeah, amen, brother. Well, you know, but when you know the truth sets you free, and it's like, dude, it's exciting, you know? It's better than sex, almost, okay? Almost.
Dee, you're fantastic.
Well, you know, Jennifer McLean calls me the irreverent healer. And I love that because I really am just authentically who I am. And I think it's time that we all can step forward and go, you know, I like sex. I like to have a drink at night. Every once in a while, a four-letter word that might make my grandmother roll over on her grave comes out of my mouth. And I know spirit. I know God. I know love. I know joy. And that's who I am.
That word isn't fuck, is it?
Oh, you're my favorite forever now. Fuck yes, it is. Dude. I never know what you can say on the air, so. But man, when I teach my webinars and stuff, you know, and those are some awesome, awesome webinars on my website, you guys. And everything on my website, by the way, is so affordable. I try to really keep it affordable. And there's direct links to my two talk shows. By the way, they're free call-in shows. If anybody, you know, is feeling blocked or anything in their life, they can call in. And, man, we get right to it. Go in and listen to a couple of the archives, and you'll be hooked. You will. It's like, but, you know, we get pretty irreverent. Sometimes my callers call in and go, okay, so, Dee, it's three-fourths of the way through the show, and you haven't talked about sex yet. What's up? We have fun, but, man, do we move energy.
Well, wait, we're three-quarters away into the show, and you haven't talked about sex yet. Well, you're holding back on us. What's up?
What do you mean I'm holding back on you?
You haven't talked about sex.
Oh, right. Oh, well. Well, now you know, I have talked about creation, and creation and sex are pretty much interchangeable in my book.
Well, you know what? You got to leave them wanting more. So if you want more and you want to hear Dee talk about sex, you got to go to imdwallace.com. That's where you got to go, because that's where the stuff is.
Oh, I think that's great. I'm going to use that. I'm going to steal it. If you want more and you want to hear me talk about sex, you got to check out my website.
You know, we have just a couple minutes left, and I want to kind of bring it full circle to how we started this, because, you know, the mother thing is a big thing. I believe that being a mother is one of the biggest responsibilities and one of the biggest jobs on this planet.
And biggest joy, baby.
Mm.
Oh, it's my biggest joy.
Mm. There you go. And so in the movie E.T., you got to portray that and define that for many people. And where I'm going with this is, after seeing the movie, I understand Neil Diamond wrote a song, Turn On Your Heart Light.
Mm-hmm.
And so then there's a chapter in your book called Heart Light, The Heart Light. And I thought this would be a really beautiful thing to close here, because talk to us about that chapter and that light.
Well, you know, guys, we're all light. That's all anything is light. And we manifest things by lowering that light with our thought forms. So if you shut your heart light off, guys, you're never going to get home. You're never going to get home to the home of you. It is by no mistake that I start in this film, which is a metaphor for my life, of getting back home, the journey of getting back home, and learning that I had to be my light again. I was the only one that could keep my light shining. And I'm saying, whatever's happened to you, give it up. Open your heart right now. Forgive. Move on. Create the you that you were meant to be. You are powerful. You are powerful. You are more powerful than E.T. And you deserve to be home in the joy and the magnificence that you are.
Dee, you know, for two things. First of all, you know you're going to be on our show this coming Monday and the Monday after that and the Monday after that, right? You do know that.
I do now.
Indefinitely. But because what I'm getting at is that this is such a wonderful and important conversation that just needs to be had. And I'll tell you one thing about myself. I am so naive that I really believe that you and I will be having this conversation on national television during our talk show real soon.
Well, let's claim it. Let's just claim it right now, because if we don't claim it, I am doing that with you now. I am. You've got to claim it to manifest it. So I'm standing with you on that, dude. This has been a great time together.
It truly, truly has. And I can't imagine anything more powerful that you might want to say to us before we have to say goodbye, or not goodbye, but as we Italians say, arrivederci, which means we'll see you again soon. What might you want to leave us with? Although every other word has been a gem here.
Oh, love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself and then love yourself more. It's the key to everything. It is the key to, you have the right, you have the privilege, indeed you have the duty to love yourself first.
Wow. Well, I'm going to say I love you, and I have loved this interview.
Oh, me too. My God, it feels like 5 minutes. I don't want to get off. I don't.
I don't either. You know, I don't either. But I can't wait for us to do this again. I can't wait to finish reading the book, and I encourage everybody to go out there. And like Dee said, yeah, she's worked with some of the world's biggest names, producers and directors, and she left out Wes Craven and Stephen King, and the list goes on and on. And of course, the movies that she's has scared the shit out of us and made us laugh and made us love and cry and all of that and commercials. I'm trying to think of one. I can't think of one commercial.
Well, I have one on right now, actually, called Atelvia, and it's really cool. I'll close this with sex. You see, the last scene in the commercial, I'm shutting my door, and you can see my husband sitting on the bed, and I look at the camera and wink and say, with Atelvia, the mornings are all mine.
You just had to get sex in there, and we thank you.
Well, why not?
Absolutely. We thank you. We love you. We bow to you, and we recognize that your bright light is the same light that can shine through all of us if we just allow.
Oh, you bet. Many blessings to you and everybody that's listening.
Right back at you. Go to imdwallace.com. Find out more about Dee and her seminars, her DVDs, her books, her webinars, and about sex. Dee, I know you're busy, and we're so grateful that you took time from your filming to be with us, and we look forward to being again together soon.
Oh, this is my great joy. Seriously, great joy. We'll do it again, okay?
Thank you. Look forward to it. Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao. We'll be back with our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We will, we do. I'm serious, I'm glad. We will get together. And I think we're still on the air. D, this is so you. I love it. Well, we're back, and we've been having a great time on and off the air with Dee, and we just made a commitment to see each other as soon as she gets back in town. I look forward to that. But we're here with Mark Legere for our producer's wrap, and Mark, what can we possibly say?
Well, first off, you're going to have to give me another minute because our sensor appears not to be working. The language sensor.
I loved how she picked right up on that.
Well played.
You know, we have as a couple people writing in us. We've gotten emails coming up, and we've got somebody wrote great interview in big capital letters. Somebody sent a big smiley face. And somebody said, I just went and registered IAMandTheirName.com. Thanks to hearing us talk about IMD Wallace. And that IM actually is something really important that she talks about in the book Bright Light. And finding
well,
that.
That's because we are. And she is. And you know, this is the most exciting and yet perplexing moment, I think, of anyone's awakening, is the idea of being. You know, we are our programming, right? We've talked about this in the past. We are our memories and our experiences and everything. But that moment of realizing that living in the moment is not attached or should not be attached to those past memories or future visions and thoughts. And, you know, people say, just be, just let it go, just, you know. So think about that for a moment. I guess it's as simple as that. If you can just forget everything, forget all of your experiences, forget any time you've ever been hurt, forget about all the things that you want to do tomorrow, then you're fine. Just be.
You know, we have so much invested in this. I worked hard to get this college education. I had to climb the corporate ladder to become vice president or what have you. And I've been hurt so many times in love, you know. So we've invested so much of our time and our psyche into these things.
That's how we're made. We are chemically and energetically bonded to our programming, our base of experiences. And that's what makes it difficult. But do you think about it, therein lies the illusion. Because all of those are simply energetic constructs. It's a makeup, it's lines of programming that make up our operating system. And so if you shut down that program for a minute, then you realize that really there is no relevance at any given moment. There is no direct correlation to any of those. It's purely our fear of the next moment or fear of what might not happen or excitement or desire or all of these energetic, you know, associations with those memories or lines of programming.
You know, that's interesting that you break it down that way. You know, Dee said that being a mother is one of the world's greatest joys. And here's a woman who's been decorated with such great roles and has, you know, had this and that and money and fame and all of that. And she says being a mother is one of the world's greatest joys. And so it doesn't require all that stuff that everybody else thinks is what to be.
Well, but therein, how many people have gone through the process of becoming a mother or a father, and not all of them immediately feel the same way, or all of them feel that, or maybe not more, but that. And I think, you know, I'm a father, and certainly that process, going through that process, when you stop living for yourself and you start living for someone else, changes everything, right? Mm. And so it shatters all of those same energetic constructs, all of those associations with how you may have planned things, right? The great line from John Lennon, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Mm,
yeah. And talking about the children, like your son, he's such a bright light, and I love this title. And that's just it, is she talks about in the book how she was this bright light and obviously still is. And I don't know if it's possible to get brighter, but it just seems so bright in talking to her and having her share so openly and honestly and with heart and with love. And there was compassion there. I mean, it's there. It's like, what a beautiful way to be and a beautiful mirror to show us.
She's authentic.
Yeah.
And that is what this awakening of our connectedness and this idea of being is being authentic. If you are just being, if you're just you, if you're truly being honest with yourself, then you can't do anything but just be.
Hmm. Well, we have been today, that's for sure. I not jokingly, but wondering if I could just be and let go and have fun and get away from the script today, I said, I'm just going to be with Dee Wallace. And she was right there. She heard that and she met me and raised the bar for me and helped me do it. And so I thank her. Our guest, Dee Wallace, and I thank Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Lejeur, our producer, and Seth Hendricks, our engineer, for being who they are today, and for all of you for being with us, and hopefully being as beautiful as you can be, and letting your bright light, as our guest Dee Wallace said, shine. So to learn more about us, you can go to lifechangesnetwork.com or lifechangeswithfilippo.com. But in the meantime, I am Filippo Voltaggio. I am Filippo Voltaggio. And I have been honored to serve all of you today by being the host of this show. And I look forward to all of you joining us next week. In the meantime, thank you for being part of the show and part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.